This is Tangents. It's episode 20, and Paul Paquette from episode 9 is back for his second turn at the game, but the first with a slightly simplified format. More on that a little bit later. If you'd like a shot at building a quiz on the show, check the show notes for a link to our sign-up form, and we'll get you on as soon as possible. Now let's see how Paul does this time around.
So, did you know, Russ, that the presiding judge in the O.J. Simpson trial was Judge Ito?
Of course.
Notable witnesses included Cato Kalin and Mark Furman.
Sure.
There was Marsha Clark and Christopher Darden on defense. And the Dream Team, you got Robert Kardashian, Johnny Cochran, Alan Dershowitz, and who can forget F. Lee Bailey?
Literally, who could forget? So now I have some bad news, Paul.
Okay.
There are no questions in the set about the O.J. Simpson trial.
Okay. That's fine. Knowledge is its own reward.
Exactly. Yeah. I've already asked. You're the first person to return.
Oh, cool.
So you've made it through all of the questions.
No, you didn't ask me about either food or famous people who've lived here. Yeah.
I'm very curious about the food, especially Ottawa specific food. Is that, are we still in a region where poutine is a big thing?
Yeah. We're definitely in the cultural orbit of Montreal for sure.
Okay.
So, two Montreal things in particular, there's Kettleman's Bagels, which serves Montreal style bagels, and they're much thinner and crunchier and have a vastly superior taste than New York bagels, to my mind. And the other thing that Montreal is known for is, the story is, I don't know, who knows if this is true or not, but the story is that the mafia had a whole lot of mozzarella. So they forced the Italian restaurants to serve tons of cheese on their pizzas. So a Montreal pizza will have a lot of cheese.
I'm going to have to try that.
Oh, yeah, you'd love it.
I love cheese.
Colonnade is the big one in Ottawa for pizza.
Colonnade. Okay, when I'm in Ottawa, I'm going to have to try out Colonnade. Yep. Pizza. Awesome. But poutine is also big.
Yeah, you can get poutine pretty much everywhere. Not everywhere, but a lot of places.
And then the other thing, the chips up there. I'm going to flavor.
Oh, we have some flavor you guys don't have. I don't know if it's salt and vinegar.
It's the all.
All dressed.
All right. Dressed. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's a Quebec thing too, actually.
Yeah.
Because all dressed, tout garni means all dressed, but it's like a pizza with everything on it or a bagel with everything on it. So that's tout garni.
Or all dressed. Let's talk about, well, first of all, this time around you chose for your categories, It's Always Sunny and Superheroes.
And you had an Always Sunny question last week.
Exactly. And there are more, just in case, but there are tons of superhero questions in the database, just so you can be prepared for that. Yeah. What is the last movie that you saw in a theater? Speaking of superheroes, not necessarily a Marvel movie, but...
It was The Holdovers.
In a theater you saw The Holdovers. Okay. Yeah.
And highly recommend, actually.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
So The Holdovers, you give two thumbs up.
Yeah. Yeah. The acting is amazing in it.
Yeah, Paul Giamatti is great.
Yeah, and the woman who won, I can't recall her name, so I hope it doesn't come up, but the woman who won the Oscar was really good too.
It is actually in the database.
Okay.
So I won't say anything just in case it comes up.
It's line something.
Pronounced a little differently, but yeah. Podcasts, Paul.
Yep.
Obviously, you listen to trivia-related podcasts, but do you listen in to any non-trivia podcasts?
Not really. I'm not a big podcast guy, to be honest. I like this one. I like Triviality. Sometimes if I've exhausted both of those, I usually try to go for a walk every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I put on podcasts when I'm walking. So if I run up past both of those, I'll do Good Job Brain, which I like.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And there's one I listened to somebody called Go Fact Yourself.
Go Fact Yourself. Yeah. That's a high production value show.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah.
They get some big names on there, but I think they have some backing. They have some money behind them there.
Yeah.
What's the last thing you looked up on Wikipedia?
Huh. Let's find out. Wedding Crashers. I was trying to remember who is in the cast of Wedding Crashers for some reason.
Yeah. So Vince Vaughn, Owen Wilson.
Yeah. Because I was sure Ben Stiller was in it, but I didn't see him.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I didn't Rachel see him McAdams. Very long age, so.
That was an early role for Bradley Cooper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think, who else was in that? Will Ferrell makes an appearance in that.
Yeah, I remember his cameo in that, yeah. And is that the one Jane Seymour is in?
Jane Seymour is in it, yeah. A really good cast.
Yeah, basically, once I looked at it and realized I'd mistaken Vince Vaughn for Ben Stiller, sort of moved on.
You were out, yeah. Yeah.
So not the best story you're going to hear about Wikipedia.
Hey, Worth it.
Yeah.
Talk about the Hall of Fame, the Trivia Hall of Fame.
Yeah, we're getting ready for another round of voting probably by the end of this month or early in April.
How did the Trivia Hall of Fame come about?
Well, originally, when I started set up the website, like way back, like in the 90s, the gimmick was that there was a weekly quiz and the top scores that week were that week's Trivia Hall of Fame. And I was at what eventually became Trivia Nationals in Vegas. Mm-hmm. And someone suggested it become an actual Hall of Fame. I think for the first year, we only did votes in Vegas, and then we started adding the online bit.
Yep.
And now it's exclusively online. So I've got a trademark on it and the whole shoot match.
Nice.
And now we're getting, it was nice too, but not just being the people in Vegas, is there was a little bit of people voting for each other kind of deal.
Yep.
Whereas now we've got people, the last time we did it, we had people from Africa and Asia and Australia and all kinds of people voting, and all over Europe too.
Have you already announced the nominees for this?
No, I haven't. I like to, but one thing is if I can, I like to get permission from the people to be on the ballot. And people have declined for various reasons. Either they felt they didn't deserve it or what have you. So people have declined being on the ballot.
Well, we look forward to the nominees coming out later this year. Speaking of trivia, are you ready to make your game?
I am.
We have simplified the game a little bit.
Okay.
We've gotten rid of the pass because really, stylistically, fine. It can be a pass, but realistically, it's just another miss.
Yeah,
so we are going with the three strikes and you're out waves. It's basically the same game, but just a little bit different. You can miss twice, and then on your third miss, you're out.
I see, but that is, you don't have to debate whether or not to guess.
Right. Exactly. Just throw a guess out there. Right. Yeah. So
it's very unlikely now I'll be out in five questions if I'm allowed to have three wrong.
There you go.
Yeah.
So we're picking up the game where Kevin Kuschel left off with this question. After running on Logo from 2009 to 2016, RuPaul's Drag Race moved to what other cable network where it's aired on Friday nights since the start of season 9?
For some reason, I have a feeling this is VH1 for some reason.
For some reason, VH1?
If you can do that with all the questions, that would help a lot.
You bet.
Okay.
So that is your first correct answer. You already have 1 point.
Excellent.
So you're well on your way to a new record.
There we go.
Question number two will be based on one of these tangents: RuPaul's Drag Race, 2010's TV, Friday, or Logos?
2010's TV.
Okay. The 2015 ESPN 30 for 30 short, The Sweat Solution, tells the story of Dr. Robert Cade and his quest to formulate what magic elixir while working for the University of Florida.
So none of that means anything to me, except I know Gatorade was invented at the University of California. So I'm going to go Gatorade.
Florida, you mean?
Yeah.
Same thing. It's hot there.
What did I say?
California.
Oh.
Yes, it is Gatorade, though. That's correct. And it gets you these tangents. 2010's TV, doctors, inventors, or universities?
That's going to be 2010's TV.
Again, with the 2010's TV.
Because you know what show was on TV in the 2010s, Russ?
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be. Here's your question. When Hasbro decided to create a new My Little Pony animated series for Discovery Family, what three-word subtitle was it given before beginning its 9-season, 222-episode run in 2010?
I'm pretty sure this is Friendship is Magic.
You're pretty sure, because it is Friendship is Magic. That already is your third point. You're off to a great streak here, Paul. You were worried about this. Well, based on listening to the last couple of episodes.
Only three in, Russ.
You're only three. I don't want to jinx anything, but you're doing well so far. Your tangents: toys, animation, 2010's TV, or little?
Yeah, we're going to do 2010's TV.
I had a feeling.
Yeah.
The Showtime series, The Affair, earned Golden Globes for Ruth Wilson and Maura Tierney, and a Satellite Award for what actor, whose only prior role on American TV was on the HBO series, The Wire?
Oh, we got a Marsha Clark thing going on. This is Dominic. All right. Oh, I think this is Dominic West.
I think it's Dominic West. Is that what you want to go with?
Let me think. Well, I'll do the alphabet thing. Let's do the alphabet thing. Yeah, I think it starts with a W. Dominic. Yeah, I'll go Dominic West.
Dominic West is correct. You really thought hard about that. I enjoyed watching that.
You tricked me.
Never trust me. Your tangents based on that, Affairs, 2010's TV, Actors, or Ruth's?
For some reason, I'm wanting to switch to Ruth's, so I think I'll do that.
Let's go Ruth's. Perfecting a thick Southern accent helped New York native Julia Garner take home an Emmy in 2019 for her role as Ruth Langmore on what drama series?
That is Ozark.
That is Ozark. Very sure of that one. Tangents, accents, actresses, Emmys, or more Ruths?
Well, Emmys is not going to get me to Always Sunny because it has no nomination.
Exactly.
Actually, it does have three for Best Stunt, which they lost.
There you go.
Yeah. Emmys.
Emmys. Okay. Here we go. During a 4-year run in the Outstanding Actress in a Comedy Series category, whose role in a 1997 romantic comedy made her the first actress to win an Emmy and Oscar in the same calendar year?
This was Helen Hunt for As Good As It Gets and Mad About You.
That's right. Helen Hunt for both of those things. Very good.
Oh, and I've gone past five.
We are well past five at this point.
Yep.
Tangents, Emmys, Oscars, 1990s, or rom-coms?
Let's do Oscars.
Oscars it is. The same year Timothy Spall played Bayard the Bloodhound in Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland and took his fourth turn as Peter Pettigrew, he also played Winston Churchill in what Oscar-winning film?
Oh, I've written a question about this, too. Because the question was Timothy Spall and Gary Oldman and someone else all played what historical person? So it's not the Gary Oldman movie. Mm-hmm. I'm chewing on something. I think it's wrong, and I can't even get the title of it in my head. Yeah, I'm going to mangle the title, and this is going to be a strike. It's Brad Pitt movie with Bastards in it. Inglourious Bastards. I'll take the strike.
Inglourious Bastards is a good guess.
No, it's not.
2010 was a busy year for Timothy Spall. He was actually in six films that year. The Oscar-winning film, not just Oscar-winning, but Best Picture-winning film, The King's Speech.
Yeah, that's right.
The King's Speech.
Yeah, that's right.
So that is your first strike.
I was thinking war movies. What am I trying to think of? The Brad Pitt movie,
Inglourious Bastards.
Inglourious Bastards.
You had the title right, yeah. Anyway, you'd get the following tangents based on that. Roles, Churchill, Oscars, or Royals?
I have a feeling we're getting further and further from my... I'm going to switch to Churchill.
Churchill. Okay. Yeah. Here we go then. Your question is this in Churchill. Best known for his roles in The Time Machine and The Birds, Rod Taylor's final film role was a cameo as Winston Churchill in what not-so-historically accurate 2009 film?
I have a feeling this is Inglourious Basterds.
I have... Listen, this is... These questions come up completely randomly, and it's happened to you again.
Yeah.
This is your O.J. Simpson trial, but working out for you in a good way, because this is Inglourious Basterds.
There we go. So at least I had you're roughly close to being right.
Yeah, exactly. So that weird coincidence gets you the following tangents. Time travel, birds, cameos, or Churchill?
Well, we're going to do time travel.
Question in time travel is this. Gertrude Stein gets to read the work of a disillusioned screenwriter from the future, thanks to the time travel fantasy in Midnight in Paris. What Oscar-winning actress portrayed Stein in the film?
Oh, rats. There was a whole bunch of big stars in small roles playing those people in the 20s. I think Adrian Brody was Hemingway. This is probably wrong, but I think Kathy Bates would be good in that. So I'm going to say Kathy Bates.
Kathy Bates is correct. Nice job.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Holy smoke.
I mean, it was in there. It's one of those things where you might not have thought you knew it, but it was hanging out there for a reason. Tangents based on that. Writers, screenwriters, time travel, or 2010's films?
Time travel.
Time travel. She was best known as the title mom in How I Met Your Mother when Krista Milioti was cast as Andy Samberg's love interest in what time-traveling Hulu rom-com that debuted in the early days of the COVID lockdowns?
I think this was called Palm Springs.
It was called Palm Springs.
That was a good movie, too.
It really was, especially given the fact that it was COVID era, the lockdown era of movies where things didn't always go so well for those productions. So that gets you your ninth point, and it gets you the following tangents: mothers, COVID, or rom-coms.
I'll take a risk with COVID.
After a two-year hiatus due to the COVID pandemic, the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor resumed in 2022, with entertainers like Steve Carell, Samantha Bee, Ed Helms, and Stephen Colbert on hand to help honor what recipient?
So look at this thinking, John Stewart won recently, didn't he? Maybe. Could it be John Stewart? Oh, yes, it's obviously John Stewart, given that list of names. So John Stewart.
John Stewart is correct. Nice job. And that answer gets you the following tangents: Mark Twain, COVID, awards, or comedy.
Well, I know It's Always Sunny is a comedy, so I'm going to go with that.
Comedy it is. In 2011, MTV cut down on the comedy, replaced basketball with lacrosse, and hired Tyler Posey to star in their adaptation of what 1985 movie?
No, I think it's too early for... Because I was thinking it can't possibly be White Men Can't Jump, and it can't be because that's not the right time period. 80s basketball movies, comedies.
You've got the right clues to work with there.
Yeah, I can't... I think it's the Spike Lee movie, but I can't remember the name of it. So even though it's probably wrong, I'm going to guess White Man Can't Jump.
White Man Can't Jump is a basketball movie. Yep. It is not a 1985 basketball movie. This one originally starred Michael J. Fox. This is Teen Wolf.
No. Okay. I would never have gotten that.
But not important. That is your second strike. You have already matched, by the way. You've matched your score from the first appearance.
There we
go. So you need one more. I'm rooting for you to get one more.
Okay.
Your tangents: 2010s, MTV, comedy, or adaptations?
Let's say 2010s.
All right. Your question: in the 2010s, specifically in this case, 2015. 4 days before he passed away in 2015, what 83-year-old actor signed off his final tweet with his usual hashtag, LLAP?
Live long and prosper. That would be Nimoy.
That would be Leonard Nimoy. That is correct. And Paul, you have officially passed your score from the last game.
More than five. That was the objective.
More than five was the goal. You're at 11 now. And you have the following tangents to work with: 2010s, actors, social media, or Star Trek.
Oh, gosh. I'll take a risk and go Star Trek, which I don't know that well.
Okay.
No, on a second thought, let's do actors.
Actors. Okay. Yeah. Your question in actors: what is the first name of both the title character and the actor who portrayed him on the 1970s ABC sitcom Welcome Back, Kotter?
Okay, this is Gabe. Funny remembering all their first names.
Let me reread the question.
Yeah.
What is the first name of both the title character and the actor who portrayed
him? Oh, I'm sorry. Gabe. Gabe. There we go.
Gabe is correct. Yeah. I didn't want you to think too hard on that when you just said the answer out loud.
Yeah.
Gabe.
R-O-T-F-K.
Say. Exactly. Exactly. Right? Yeah. F-K. Gabe Kaplan and Gabe Kotter.
Yeah.
Nice job. Kind of. get you the following tangents anyway. Welcome, same name, 1970s TV, or actors?
So it's looking like we're well off the track now for either of my categories.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm not going to read with that anymore. Let's do same name.
Same name. Here we go. For four straight years in the early 2000s, half of the entries in Forbes' list of the top 10 wealthiest people in the world were people with what surname?
This feels like it needs to be something like Johnson or Smith. That doesn't feel right. Maybe another country. Oh, maybe they're related. Maybe they're called Walton. So we're going to go Walton.
Maybe they are called Walton. Yeah, that's Sam's kids, the Walton family. And that gets you your 13th point. And it gets you these tangents: 2000s, magazines, lists, or same name.
I like same name.
Your question in same name: because the Romans adopted his story directly from the Greeks, what son of Zeus is the only god to exist in both Roman and Greek mythology under the same name?
That's Apollo.
That is Apollo. Correct. And that gets you your 14th point. And these tangents. Romans, Greek mythology, same name, or gods. Not a lot of variation there.
I'm having some luck with same name. Let's do that.
Yeah, there we go. What last name is shared by an actor and an actress who each played title characters in different spin-offs of Happy Days?
Huh. So we got Laverne and Shirley and Joni Loves-Chachi. I don't remember who played either Joni or Chachi. No. There's also Mork and Mindy. And that would give us Williams.
It certainly would give us Williams. That's right. Robin and Cindy. Robin Williams, Cindy Williams. So that gets you your 15th point. And these tangents, same name, title characters, surnames, or Robin Williams?
Same name.
Same name. It's been good luck so far.
Yeah.
Sharing a name with Scotland's third largest city, what town in Washington welcomes visitors with a sign that says, "Come as you are," referencing one of its more famous natives, Kurt Cobain?
That is Aberdeen.
That is Aberdeen.
And Kurt Cobain hated Aberdeen, so that's ironic.
Here is your list of tangents based on that. Scotland, same name, Washington, or bands?
I'm going to keep rolling that same name.
Why not? You're killing it. Question in same names. What fictional rival of Jem and the Holograms shares its name with a real band formed by Glenn Danzig in 1977?
I think this is going to be Strike Three, but let's think. Not going to be something super dark like Megadeth or Anthrax or anything like that. Well, let's Kathy Bates and hope for lucky guess. Slayer might work.
Slayer is a great guess, but it's not the right one. It's the Misfits. The Misfits.
Oh, okay. I was never going to get that.
Listen, though, you way outperformed yourself from the first time around. 16 points, great score. You always want to beat double figures, and you went well into double figures on that.
And two of the three I missed, I was never going to get.
You're not going to pull them. Exactly. So you did great, as always. Anything you want to plug or shout out before we let you go? Last time you plugged a movie appearance.
There's problems with the second one. Yeah, I did get hired on, though, for a historical reenactment thing. It's one of those plays like those murder mystery plays.
Oh, yeah.
Where you interact with the actors. And I got hired on for one of those. So that's going to be fun.
Love those.
Yep. Should be something I want to plug, but I can't think of what it is.
Yeah. We got all day if you want to think about it.
No, I'm okay.
Okay. Thanks, Paul. We'll see you next time.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun.
Thanks to Paul for coming on, and thank you for listening. Be sure to check the show notes for links, and I'll see you next week.